Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. If you notice, we got a new background today. Today I am at the church because we got a concert tonight. So this is where I'm going to be videoing this week's lessons and Daily Rides from today. Today we're going to be talking about But God. And it's one of my favorite sayings as we look at Scripture, look at how good God is, look at our circumstances, but God. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Numbers 10, 11 through chapter 11, verse 35, Psalm 34, 8 through 14, Proverbs 8, 8 through 9, Mark 13, 1 through 20. Again, we'll be talking about but God. And our focal passage is going to come from Mark 13, verse 9, which says, "They will hand you over to the Sanhedrin, and you will be flogged in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me as a witness to them." We must shape the powerful and transforming thought in our minds that the goodness and faithfulness of God fall hard on the heels to every tragedy, into triumph, and into every loss, again into gain. It is easy to affirm this when we look back. The challenge is to affirm it with equal conviction as we look ahead. If you can get hold of this truth and absorb it into your life as a working principle, then it will transform your attitude towards everything. Never again will you be at the mercy of circumstances. In Acts chapter 5, verses 40 and 41, we read an astonishing statement here. After they called the apostles and had them flogged, then they went out from the presence of the Sanhedrin rejoicing. Rejoicing? Over injustice? How is it possible to rejoice over injustice? Because they believed with David that the last word was not with men, but with God. Goodness and faithfulness would follow them, and turn the situation to their advantage. When you can rejoice over injustice, you are indomitable. Another verse from Acts that always intrigues me reads this: the patriarchs became jealous of Joseph and sold him into Egypt, but God. Acts 7, verse 9. The phrase "but God" is at the end of every injustice. He has the last word. And just as God used the injustice done to Joseph to feed the Egyptian people and his own people, so he transforms every sorrow, every bereavement, every tragedy. Christianity may not explain everything, but it most certainly transforms everything. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you are at the center of our lives. Can this life within us die? Never, for it is deathless and immortal. We rest in this glad and glorious assurance. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at 2 Timothy 1, 1 through 12, Psalm 27, 1, Isaiah 12, 2, and Romans 10, 9, and keep these two questions in mind. What was Paul's confession? And two, what are the two requirements for assurance of salvation? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.